Everybody, welcome back to another session of Fierce Dancing. Like last week, I think we talked about how our weekends went, and we did ask for everyone to send in some questions, and we're not going to get to those yet because we want to get quite a few in before we start going through them. So for now, we just wanted to kind of catch up with each other and share with you guys kind of our experience in Temzu over, I'd say, the last 20 years, because some of us have been here a while. So,
wow.
Yeah. I don't know. Matt, do you want to go first?
Yeah. I remember sort of barking town centre from spending lots of time in the 1980s and then coming back around 2017 and thinking it's exactly as I remember it, weirdly enough, just in terms of the main thoroughfares. It's changing a little bit, I guess, building upwards with cranes. But yeah, the Thamesview Riverside, just seeing it for the first time, I felt completely overwhelmed, just because you kind of have that sense of a bit of an island, just masses of everything. And then after a while you stop noticing it because it's just what you're part of every day, but it keeps changing, like sort of, you know, mushrooming up stuff. But what really sort of freaked me out, I think, when I saw it for the first time, was you've got schools, like loads of them, you've got pylons, you've got all sorts of random different styles of housing, which, you know, some of them look like they've been there for a long time and really well built. Others look like sort of flat pack IKEA. It's kind of like how I think about it. And then you got these kind of like fenced off green spaces and like building sites, lots of buildings and lorries speeding around. And it's just, and going down River Road and Thames Road especially is just amazing for kind of industry and business that's been left to its own devices in a really interesting and creative way as well. But having that stacked next to flats that keep springing up, it's wild. It's something that I think, because I walk around places and most people probably don't, you know, I still find it really fascinating, overwhelming, interesting, but kind of thinking, well, what's going on here? You know, kind of what's the story behind all of this?
Yeah, I feel like it's a little bit the same for me, because I was so surprised to see all this pop up all of a sudden. But at the same time, it was like a real welcome, because the water was never accessible before. I always used to think, why are we on Thames View? Where is the Thames? Like, I'm not really seeing it here. And I just didn't really understand where the name came from. Was it just because we're close by? But at the time, you know, as I started to see the area change and I had young children, I was like, oh, actually this is going to be quite nice for us, because I was still popping back to South London to go to Greenwich Park and Blackheath, and I was like, this is what I know, and there's just so much green space, like inundated in green space on your doorstep, like your backyard is literally Blackheath. You're there every other day to fly a kite or do whatever, and like suddenly all of a sudden there's this like huge access to the Thames, and it's quite rough and rural, so I could really appreciate that. I didn't really know about the nature reserve, because I think by the time I did it was already closed, but I had loads of friends that their houses back onto it, and they were just telling me all these stories about what they used to do in there when their kids were young, and it was quite amazing to know how many people were using it, like hundreds of people on a regular basis just in there. And it's not like the prettiest and perfect most space, like, but it is, that roughness is what makes it perfect. But I don't know, like over the years Thamesview has changed really, really, really in a good way, I would say. I know it's not perfect, but the crime is so much less, you know, racism is so much less, you know, it's still there, but it's not what it was. And I can, like, and my neighbours, we can all appreciate the change, because our kids, they're still out and about and enjoying the area. But I don't know, despite all the things that have happened, it still feels okay around here. Maybe my perspective is slightly different or slightly warped, because, you know, South London is busy. Roads are busy. You know, yes, you have green spaces, but it, I feel like there's more risk because of the roads and because of the access to the city is so much closer. But I don't know. I don't know. I think I like it here because it's greener. The change has been for the better from my perspective. But I don't know. And Zainab, like, you're new. Does it feel like where did you come from when you came here? Where were you coming from?
I am actually the newest resident, sort of including Matt. Like, Matt's been around this area longer than I have. I'm similarly coming from South London, Peckham. Very busy Ooh. Hub of culture.
We miss the food places.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a, like, cultural change for me, moving here. And I was just thinking to myself, I think the first thing I noticed was, like, taking a walk around Barking Riverside, and I heard a buzzing noise, and I was like, oh, there must be like some sort of mini beast or something somewhere. And then my husband was like, look up, there's like electricity like crackling on top of us. And yeah, it was just so weird, but I was like, okay, so you know, that sort of like symbolizes my experience. And you know, the cranes in the sky, like my son knows what a crane is now because we just see it so often. Yeah. I mean, that's a bit weird. But as you said, there's such beauty in being so close to the Thames and being so close to certain spaces that are quite wild. Where I live, I'm so close to the Ripple Nature Reserve that I'm just like, oh, let us in. Like, I want to be able to go in there and experience that space with my family, because, you know, parks are great, but it's no comparison for like open fields or woodlands. Yeah. And I think that's what I'm really missing out on. Mm. Apart from that, like, I've never lived somewhere where they've been such amazing people, and there's a real community, probably because we're all experiencing the change. The same definitely. Thing, like, change is happening to us, around us, so we have this sense of unity that a lot of other places may not have in the same way. Yeah. What about you, Vish?
Me. Yeah, actually, I moved here 6 years ago now, maybe coming up to seven, actually. And because I used to live over by the old Checkers, where my mum lives. Very different landscape and vibe over there. There was the old Bean Valley Country Park over there, in which I used to walk a lot. So when I moved over to Thames Ward, there wasn't much going on over here. In fact, I didn't have the best impression of it until I moved over here. And when I moved over here, I thought, wow, this place is all right, really. And, during the coronavirus, as bad as it was, I had a great time going over by the old shoreline, because, you know, you're isolated, you can't go out, to meet your friends or whatever. You've got to stay local. And I just went over to the old shoreline. I just took a walk, as you do. And had a great time over there, you know, just like what Lucy said before, really, about the fact that there's actually a river nearby. I mean, I had no idea that it was that close. I wonder how many people on Thames Ward actually know that it's there, you know. I saw a couple of other nice little spots as well, like the old Creekmouth open space as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, my experiences over here in Thames Ward since I've been here have been all right, you know, lots of things going on.
If you could like keep one thing, like if you could only keep one, just one thing from the area that's, you know, ever evolving. And we know over at Riverside so much is changing, but also things are changing here and there around Thames U. What's the one thing you would keep? It doesn't even have to be a place. It could be a community, I guess. Like what would it be?
You're asking me, eh?
All of you. Okay. If there, yeah, mine would be like access to the ruralness of the river always. I love to be by the water. Like, it's something, my mum was going to retire into Greece, and it was just the case of just being around that kind of rural environment and right by the sea all the time. And I think, and even living in England, like, we always talked about living by the beach, you know, living on the beach or by the sea. So I think to give me the best of both worlds, yeah, I would like to access the river, but not just access the river, like, I want it to stay rough. You know, I want surprises as I'm walking down. I want to see some grass snakes or random birds. I don't really know what they're called, and Kevin would definitely inform me of their name. But yeah, I want to see that stay. If it has to change, I don't think anything has to change. I think it just depends on choice, isn't it? But yeah, that's what I would keep. Next.
I'm going to say, I mean, what jumped into my head was the warehouse.
Oh, really?
Actually.
Oh, yeah.
Because you said, like, what would you want to keep?
Yeah.
And it's like, actually, just knowing the events that happened, you know, that residents organised, particularly towards the end, just like spectacular events that happened there, and that space and all the money that went in, I guess, and then for that to just be taken away doesn't sit well. And I think more generally, it's a weird thing, because you look at the master plans and the computer generated images from BFIRST and BRL little maps and that kind of thing. But I've got a sense of from Barking Station all the way to the river, because it's all about the river, you know, in these sort of ways. It feels like there's this big wave of knocking down and starting again, you know, so like Gascoigne, you know, pretty much levelled.
I'm not going to lie, I am grateful for that, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the question would be affordability. Mm. So, like, you know, the average income of people living there versus how much it costs to live there.
Yeah.
But that's the, it's with regeneration all over London, it isn't set up in a way that always generates the fairest results. So it's not just banging on about a local thing. But it's just that sort of, is it possible not to just sweep everything away, but keep some of the things that are there? Mm. You know, like some of the design around Thames View is amazing, you know, actually. And it just seems like there's a hurry to sweep things away and all the rest of it. Anyway.
Yeah. I would want to keep the people and the community spirit. Because I was just thinking, especially in Barking Riverside, housing units are going to double. Mm. And so there's just going to be way more people, and people are not going to know each other as much as they do now. And, you know, a lot of people that are here now, by the time all that growth does happen, they're probably going to move out of the area. Because as much as it's, you know, presented as family living, I just practically don't think it is, in terms of the type of units that are being built. Look, I know people are having less children and whatnot, but as you said, we're cut off by the A13, and even just logistically thinking about moving around and sort of where you want to raise a family, I don't think it's as ideal. Maybe Thames View is better because you've got, you know, the different types of housing. I think it will be a very different community feel by the end of it, and it's just gonna feel like another place in London where, you know, you do your own thing, you see people on the tube, but you don't really say hi, you don't really know people by name.
I feel like it was a bit like that in South London, like you know of people, but there's not really, I don't know, it's like I like A13 and I don't, because it cuts us off to a point where we become this really close-knit community, but at the same time it blocks us from, it's almost like that river road needs to be made very pretty and nice to walk down so that people would be coming in and leaving really easily. But anyway, Vish, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been having a little think about this in the meantime while you guys have been explaining what's good for you and yours. And for me, really, I mean, it's quite difficult because there's so many good things happening here. I mean, I've been over to the Curzon quite recently, quite a unique space. I've been over to the Nature Reserve, as you could imagine. I like Creekmouth Open Space. I like the shopping parade at Far Avenue, very unique architecture. I mean, if you think about it, I would say out with the new and out with the old as well. You know, you've got to get out with both of them because, in a nutshell, everything's got to change, innit? But you've got to be very careful about what you want to preserve. Like what Zainab said, you know, about the people. You want to preserve the people. You want to get them together again. You know, like our event with Ellen in the old cultural community day, the Thames Live Sports Day in the launch event, everyone coming together, you know. Pie and mash being served, samosas. Jesus. You know, we just, we want to preserve the unique feel that we got over here and just, you know, keep that going. I think that's what's really important to me. And preserving the spaces that make that happen is also really important to me as well. I mean, just to finish up, we got these businesses over on Thames Road, which I've been chatting to. And I'd like to see some of them stay as well. Some of those businesses have been here for a long time, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. A bit of both. Well, until next week, please send your questions in, what you would like us to talk about, or if you have any questions for us. And yeah, we'll be happy to answer them. See you next week.